Frustration level like around here right now?
Everybody's down, man. Everything that could have went wrong that game. From the fumbles, we knew it coming in that these guys was the number one team and taking the ball away, and it happened early on in the game, the first play of the game. So right now, man, we just got to clean up our mistakes and get ready for Miami.
Is that the most kickoff returns you've ever had in one game? It seemed like you were back there all day long.
It was a lot, man, in one quarter, yeah. It was a lot. I think I had like 4 or 5 in one quarter, so this is the most I have experienced in one quarter.
You pretty much got freedom to come out. You're taking some balls out 8-9 yards deep. You pretty much your call a lot of times now when he's kicked to you?
He wants us to take it out. He wants to because we have trust in our guys blocking. So if I can catch the ball going forward, then he's all for it. So I just got to make something happen whenever I do take it out.
Is it hard for guys not to press a little bit in terms of trying to push it a little further, let me try to carry it a little further, and that maybe even can cause fumbles?
That too, man. Coming in, man, we knew who 33 was for the Bears. Tim, he's one of the best in the league in doing it. So every time he sees a piece of a ball, he's going at it and he's getting it out. So as you seen yesterday, he was getting it out.
So you actually are conscious of where you're holding the football?
It is, man. You got behind tight, man. We just had a couple of problems with that, and they just took advantage of it.
What's the mood in the locker room and the team right now?
It's quiet, man. We're at home, and it felt like a away game for us. And those guys took over their field. So you never want to give a performance like that in front of your home crowd and get embarrassed like that.
In front of your owner, too. I mean, he came out and made some statements.
Yeah, man, we heard he was saying some stuff like that, man. So we got 7 games left, man. We got to pick it up, take it 1 game at a time.
You guys had built some momentum kind of going through October there, playing well. Do you feel like you've let a lot of that slip away now the last 2 weeks?
You can say that because we was on a nice little run, you know. We felt that we practiced pretty good during the whole week. It's just that when we came out to the game, man, we just had those mental errors and those fumbles just took over the game for us.
A couple guys said that yesterday. Do good weeks of practice typically lead to good games? Like, do you go into a week saying, "Oh man, we're good this week, we're ready"?
No doubt. We had a good chance. We know that we was gonna come out and give this team a good shot, man. Like I said, from Monday through Saturday, we had a great performance at practice. We was ready, and just it wasn't all day, man. Wasn't all day.
Thanks. 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 Thanks.